thrown at him by his political foes. Bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom. ISIS claims responsibility for that attack that killed roughly 140 people. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 101 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 29 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours. Low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday. Mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
All of the Republican House members from Alabama voted against the massive $1.2 trillion government spending bill that was passed over the weekend. It takes government spending beyond the levels that were even achieved by Democrat Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker of the House. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville also voted against the spending bill, saying it violates the Senate rules and how quickly the senators were asked to vote on over 1,000 pages of legislation without proper review. Tuberville maintains that the country is already in $35 trillion worth of debt, and this bill makes it even worse without even addressing the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He blamed Democrats for blocking any meaningful amendments coming from Republicans to that bill and says it's all talk and no action. On the other hand, U.S. Senator Katie Britt did vote for this spending bill. She justified her decision for more government expansive spending, saying that some of those federal dollars come back to the state of Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Mobile woman is sentenced to 2 years in federal prison and 5 years of supervised release after the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama charged her with bank fraud and mail theft. 47-year-old Sonia Gutierrez started the bank theft by gaining personal information from an elderly woman and then using that to create various accounts and also tapping into that victim's bank account. Gutierrez also stole mail from residential areas. A Decatur man is facing drug charges after selling meth to the undercover narcotics unit in that area. Vernon Brinkley is being held in the Morgan County Jail on a $100,000 bond. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring makes your whole home sing. carolscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the river region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is here. Sky, the whole gang, making sure that things work somewhat well. Hey, look, we do the best we can. But let's go out to Walt real quick. Walt has some thrift store recommendations. Walt, welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, we're doing very well. Yes, and I want to tell you about a Dollum House thrift store up in Elmore County.
Okay, yes.
They're located on Highway 14 at Fire Tower Road.
Okay.
And they have quite a history. I don't know if you know about the Dollum House Ministries, but they came here. This is a young man, and he's not very young anymore, but he came here from England as a missionary and ended up starting a ministry for the children of the incarcerated women at Tutwiler Prison.
Yes, sir.
And they have a home for the children. And they eventually started a school. They have another ministry in Kenya. And they are very, 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 they're very reputable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So the Dollum House in Elmore County?
Dollum House is on Highway 14 between Wetumpka and Tallahassee. At Fire Tower Road.
You got it. Well, thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I brought a young lady here from Thailand. She was, her and her sister were young children at that time, or teenagers, you'd say. And we ended up fostering them. And one of them graduated from a Dollum House. And we are going to her graduation from college in Virginia next month.
That's fantastic. Wow. Well,
that's great.
That's a great story. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. You too. I know there's some good ones out there. I'll give you what really started getting me having a little different opinion about some of them was, in the old days, if you had like a old, your old dining room table or something, they would come get it.
Right.
And then they got so good, they're like, we don't need to come get it. You just bring it to us.
And that
kind of was like, wow, they're not hurting. They're not really having to scrounge around and get it.
Because we're civilization of consumerism at this point. And so there's lots of, I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. My grandparents, even my parents, didn't have a lot. Think about how much we have compared to them. And we're always
cycling through stuff.
Like
the whole fashion thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, doesn't fashion change every year so you'll buy new stuff? Isn't that the point, the goal? It's not that little Miss Wackadoodle, who's the, or Mr. Wackadoodle, who's the fashion designer, is so brilliant.
They Wackadoodle.
They have to have a whole new line so you throw your old stuff out.
But fashion is a reflection of culture. And you know, so we got to keep up and
it's, I'm still it's mad art. About the trucker hats. I think
there's
very fashionable collection of trucker hats.
Well, they'll come back. Did you give them away?
No, my wife, we got rid of them right before they came back.
Oh.
Because my grandfather had all the, you know, the farm hats, the mesh in the back, and they just weren't cool. We need to get rid of those. And it wasn't 2 years
after
those were gone that, you know, you started seeing teenage girls with the, you know, the big giant, I call them billboard hats, and, oh, no, yours is better than mine because yours has the mesh back with the clicky thing.
You could have made millions.
I mean, I had some good ones.
They wear them ironically, Scott.
They wear them ironically?
That's what I hear, yeah. Sometimes these people, I'm kind of involved, you know, I like trivia and I like a lot of old baseball teams. Sometimes you run into people and they have a hat on it and it interests me.
Okay.
And I'll ask them about it, usually younger people, and I'll ask them about it and say, they have no idea what they're wearing. They have no idea what the symbol means. Why do you wear something and then they'll be out in the sun,
you
of course,
know,
and turn around
Sky?
Backwards and the sun will be in their eyes and they I don't know.
Did you know that it is a cool thing for the kids now to wear heavy metal rock band T-shirts?
I'm not surprised, and I'm sure that's what we used to call a poser, Scott. Yes.
Well, it is very, very
two songs. Okay.
Very common. Yeah. Very common.
Posers.
And posers. I see them on the world Losers. Famous bunny bus, and I'm like, oh, there's Def Leppard.
They wear them on the bunny bus.
Oh yeah, it's an in thing.
But on the bunny bus?
Yeah, they wear them to school,
but they don't know who the bands are.
They don't even know that they're bands.
Terrific.
Yeah. So
speaking of,
that's fantastic.
Did y'all see? There's actually an 1819 News article about it today. But I made a post on Facebook yesterday about it.
So you were ahead of 1819 News?
They may or may not have gotten it. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. But the Birmingham Public Library hosts a punk rock show.
Saw that, yeah.
It is like, I mean.
Did you see the video?
Yes, and I'm so jealous because they have so much energy. Like the guy in the hat that comes streaking through. Well, he has his clothes on, not streaking, but he comes out of the corner, he's got a hat on. I mean, his arms and legs are going. I mean, they are mosh pitting it, and it's like in the middle of the library, not in the concert hall, not in the auditorium. And I mean, it is heavy metal, punk rock, mosh pit.
What does mosh pit mean? Is that where all the white folks are standing down there together, jumping up and down?
Yeah, banging each other. Yeah.
Apparently somebody missed the whole concept of the library supposed to be a quiet place to study.
But you can see like the librarians in the background. But the library put out a, hey, we've got our punk rock show tonight. Come. And it says, we'll be here till 8:30. And I'm like, yeah, 8:30. But... And then you see the librarians in the background, and they're just kind of sitting there probably going, when is 8:30 coming? But I have to say, I didn't think the music was that bad.
No,
and I'm kind of like,
good, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, this is better than serving up pornographic material to our 6-year-olds.
Uh-huh. Still, I just, the purpose
well,
of the library and all that.
There might be a little more to the story. Patrons, this is from the 1819 News story. You just know it all has to come around, doesn't it? Listen to this. Patrons were encouraged to, quote, pack your earplugs for the event. That's fine. I'm good with that because if I win, I would have to have earplugs. Described as a free all-ages concert. It featured three bands. Apprehend, Domesticatrix, Domesticatrix, and Terminal Man. According to WBHM.org, Domesticatrix is the solo project of trans woman Francine Carg.
There we go. There we go. It can't just be a good rock band.
No, cannot be.
I had a hunch it was something like that.
Way back in October of 2013, they also had Loud at the Library, featuring three bands. Bulging.
Tucked.
Confusion's Prince, which has its little logos as an Anarchy A, a peace symbol, and an upside-down star. Mm. And Foe Deep.
Foe? F-O?
Foe. Like, F-A-U-X.
Oh, not Foe.
Folks. Fox. Foe Deep. So we had Bulging, Confusion's Prince, and Foe Deep.
Wow. What a lineup.
So, would they allow a Christian band to come play?
Maybe.
Call them up to ask about.
Okay, I'm going to tell them I know a guy named Sky Mosley that has a Christian rock band. No. We're just a... What are we going to... We're going to play the banjo. Yeah, that's what... We're not going rock.
I mean, look, I'm for them doing whatever brings more people to the library and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But I'm just... It just fascinates me. I mean, what are the odds, percentage, the chances of one of the three bands being the solo project of a trans woman?
Pretty good.
Domesticatrix.
Pretty good chance, yeah.
I just don't know why they didn't put them in, like, a room.
Well, look, you got to have a big crowd.
But they've got to have an auditorium, like, where you hold... Well, we used to have, like, my kids used to go to, like, puppet story time. That was about as rowdy as it got. Or if the science guy was there and there was an experiment that exploded. Mm-hmm. There's rooms.
Don't forget, come out and see my band, The Mighty Clouds of Joy, at the Montgomery Public Library this Saturday night, 5:30 to 6:15. Yeah.
Is that real?
No, of course not. But.
Oh, I was like,
okay, good. Why did it say chaos ensued?
Looking off the whole concept.
The mosh pit is chaotic, Scott.
It just doesn't sound right, you know?
It just doesn't. But I mean, back in college, I remember the studying I had to do in the library. I would not have gotten much done.
No punk rock band worth their salt would ever appear at the public library, first of all. Okay, this whole concept is just flawed. It's just wrong.
Sky never gets fired up.
I know. Sky's more worked up about this band at the library.
Music is supposed to mean something, man. This is not what it's about.
Do you think it was a political statement? Absolutely. Like some sort of
It's
activist.
The library board trying to shake things up. And
trying to be cool?
Yeah. Yeah, failed.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of cool here.
No.
All right, Scott's yawning. I guess we need to move on.
I'm just looking at the pictures. It just...
Okay. I wish I had my list of my top 10 punk rock band names with me, but probably couldn't say but half of them are.
There's, you know.
What? Go check it out. The video's on 1819news.com.
Some of them struggled to walk to the library without falling or hurting themselves.
I saw people that could move a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Up and down, side to side?
And side to side.
Thrashing.
And they could thrash, and their arms.
What's thrashing?
Go.
Where you look like you're trying to run and trying to stop from falling?
Yeah, it looks
like that's what they're doing. Possessed and on crystal meth is what it looks like.
But what a great workout! That's honestly what I thought. I was the like the calories. Workout. Yeah, they're
so it's so they're all getting sweaty.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Alabama basketball team. I thought those people need snacks.
Out of control.
Did you see during the game? By the way, the best scene. Or the best photo during the game would have been when Mark Sears and the kid from the other team are just laying on the court.
They both were like, just leave me alone. Just give
just
me 6 seconds.
Let me stay here for just a second.
Look, I'll stay down if you stay down. Yeah. Yep. They just need a break. Oh my gosh, we talked about that for... Wait, when are we going to get to the...
I need to know about Princess Kate.
Oh, we didn't do that. And we need to talk about the spending package.
Yes. Oh. Because it looks like the conspiracy theorists have been right once again. Because they said the princess was sick.
Who's they?
I think they're right. The conspiracy theorists.
Yeah,
now, some of them said she was dead, but I don't know about that one. Well, I think that's too far.
But I do know, and I don't know if you saw on the Twix. Did you see where they slowed down the video of her putting out her announcement that she had cancer? And they slow it down, and she has on her wedding ring, and her hands are in the air. And then, no, her hands are down. You can see her wedding ring. Then she picks her hands up.
And there's no ring.
And then when her hands go back down, the ring is back.
What?
I think it was all AI.
Really?
Yes.
Are they having a hard time getting the clone finished?
I think it was all AI. Now, that doesn't mean she doesn't have cancer.
Right.
Maybe she's not doing very well. But this doesn't help their public relations effort. Somebody put it in a little, I guess you can download the video and it'll say what the percentage is, chances that it's AI.
Right.
It was like 96% chance that it was AI generated.
All right, we'll have more of that on the other side. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we'll be back.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to some of your phone calls. Red Top wants to talk about the Mexican president. Is he on the border, Red Top?
He's not on the border. He's smarter than to go to the border.
Yeah, he would not be caught dead. Well, he might. That would be what would happen. He wouldn't be caught at the border.
And by the way, nobody goes to the damn library anymore. I don't know what the
punk rock people do. I saw them.
I'm a rock person. I hadn't been to the library in the damn 40 years. I don't know who in the hell you're talking about.
That's because all
the
library is not cool.
What the hell do people go to the library for? Okay, last night, 15-minute interview with the President Aldo of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's going on. Here it is, blackmail, international blackmail. He told President Biden, man, Anthony Blinken, the immigrants are going to keep coming free at will unless you give us four countries, that is Mexico, Guatemala, Venezuela, and Cuba, $20 billion a year to solve the problems in their country and normalize relations with Cuba. Period, exclamation point. He says, if you don't do that, they're going to walk in as fast as they can, and I'm not going to do a damn thing about it. Same thing goes with Guatemala and Venezuela. This is international blackmail.
But Red Top, it doesn't matter what he says, if we enforced our own borders, he would be the one all full up of people. Not us.
But that's not a reality. The reality is what the President of Mexico says, not what the President of the United States. So I see heavy, heavy presence of Latino people already in Montgomery, all over the damn place.
Yeah, I mean, we've allowed millions of people in.
The real fact figure is 10 million. So this is what the reality is. And, you know, there's no reason why they can't close the border. The president could make an order, executive order, to close the border, just like they did when the Italians were coming into New York. They closed it down.
That's what I said. It's our fault. So, it doesn't matter what the Mexican president says. It is our fault that we've let. He may be helping it happen. But the fact that we have an open border that we will not shut down, that our president, our administration, our own people are doing it to us, that's the crime.
That's a crime. And Mayorkas should have been impeached. The Republicans ain't got the balls to do a damn thing.
That's correct.
If they didn't impeach Mayorkas. And, by the way, all your internet bills about to go up, guys. I don't know if you realize the government's been subsidizing the internet on your on your bills all these years.
Yes, it's true.
The internet subsidy goes away at the end of this month. You're asked out to get charged. I'm not dumb enough to pay for internet. I get it free on my phone. How about you? Roll Tide, go Trump. Y'all didn't answer fast enough. See y'all.
No, thanks, Red Top.
You know,
he gets it free on his phone?
That won't suffice for me. I have to have it.
I guess he just uses his phone instead of
my big TV.
Yeah.
With the border stuff.
But I do get it free on my. Well, never mind.
Yeah, and we started
I'm
all the social.
Free, man.
Yeah, you're paying for it every month.
That's right.
All the internet tech companies were started and funded by the government, weren't they?
I don't know about that, but I mean, when you have the government paying for broadband, Alabama is just dying to expand broadband. Let's just pay for these private services. I mean, it's a little ridiculous. The lines are very blurred, and people are used to it.
Well, what's funny is the places where they already have broadband are signing up for the cellular version of internet, so they won't be wired in. And then as fast as we can, we're paying to run wires out to the houses that could probably use the cellular that the people in the places that already had the broadband are using. And that's what happens when the government decides, oh, we'll make the business decisions for you.
Well, and it's
day
just
late,
because
short.
They have friends that work in the broadband business. They're
making a ton of money.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And it's free money, huh? Right? It's from the feds.
You know, that is a great segue to talk about this whole spending package that just went through the House and the Senate and how some of our elected officials voted. But part of what came out of that, well, do you want to start with kind of what happened?
Well, here's a good story. It's starting with Sean Moran's article. The Senate averts shutdown with early Saturday morning vote. And who is pictured? Mitch McConnell,
who doesn't
look like he knows where he is necessarily. He's got that weird little smile, that little weird little grin, the yee grin, with a thumbs up, walking down the hallway. I'm sure it's at the Senate somewhere. The Senate voted in the early hours of Saturday morning to pass a $1.2 trillion, not billion. Remember when billions were real dollars? $1.2 trillion government funding bill averting a government shutdown. Now, here's another interesting thing for people. $1.2 trillion was called a minibus government spending bill. That's the little version, Sky. $1.2 trillion is the little one. It's going to get us by. Keep that government from shutting down. $1.2 trillion. So Mitch McConnell is all for it. Mitch McConnell, all his usual people are for it. And who are they? It's the who made this thing happen? Who's the people that are? Was Romney there?
Cassidy, Collins.
Cassidy from Louisiana.
Romney, Thune, Moran, Graham, yeah. Grassley. Katie Britt.
No way.
Surprise?
Wait a minute. I thought Tuberville was against it. All of our House Republicans from Alabama were against it.
I mean, even Rogers voted against it. Holy but Katie man. Britt is the only one. Katie Britt and Terry Sewell, the Democrat from District 7, are the two that voted for the spending package.
Oh, here it is.
And when I tell y'all what's in it on the other side,
yeah,
you're going to be disgusted.
Well, I mean, everything ought to be in it. It's $1.2
trillion. $2.5 million.
Economy size spending bill.
Just a little snack size.
Yeah.
Just a little snack size.
Just enough.
Here's one little snippet. $2.5 million for late-term abortion providers in Rhode Island and New Hampshire.
Incredible.
I might be for them having fewer people. We'll be back.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done.
What I want.
Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy, mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Go solo. Good feel, man, say leave.
program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. So the story coming out of Washington, D.C. over the weekend is, of course, they were able to divert a disaster. The government shut down. Nothing would be worse than the federal government shutting down, or at least the parts of the federal government that actually ever do shut down, which is, it takes a, Sherlock Holmes type individual to figure out what parts of the government really are at risk, because the few times that we've ever actually shut it down, most people get their checks, right?
Right.
That's priority. Yeah.
Do you remember when Obama was president and they had the government, the dreaded catastrophic government shutdown?
Yes.
There was a photo, I still have it, armed guards in front of the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.
Yeah, paying people to keep you from being able to go to a memorial, and then they shut down the national parks because they figured, all right, that's the closest thing we can do to make middle-class Americans realize the government shut down.
Yeah, photo op material.
Because other than that,
how would you know?
Wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
Oh, Sky, the roads will fall apart. I'm like, shut up. But Katie Britt saved the day. She voted with, who was that group again? Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham,
Cassidy.
Where was Murkowski? Is Murkowski still up there somewhere?
You know, Murkowski's about
to
leave.
Is she retired? Is she,
die
yet?
No, Scott.
I said yet. I didn't wish it on her.
McConnell, Murkowski's on there. Yeah.
Yes. So let's read the two. Who do you want to? They both put out statements.
Can I read some of the things that are in?
Yeah, let's do that before we.
Yeah,
see
let
our
me
reasons.
Just. Okay. Here we go. This is put out by Advancing American Freedom, and this is just, they roll it all together. What goes to, you know?
Yeah.
General. These are general groupings that go across the states.
Okay.
Okay, $200 million for gender equity and equality action.
$200 million. Okay, well, good. So what do we balance it out with? We're helping the military? Is that what we're doing?
Well, $1.1 million for climate resilience and equity.
Okay.
Let's see, $400,000 for the Briar Patch Youth Services, which gives children transgender binding and tucking clothing without their parents' knowledge and consent.
Why do they name it Briar Patch? Do they have to ruin Brer Rabbit?
Then we got $400,000 more dollars going to the Garden State Equality Group. Doing the same thing. Provides free binders and gaffes. What's a gaff?
I don't know. I'm looking. Oh, well,
don't look it up.
Yeah, that'll be
G-A-F-F-S. You know, and then it goes on to an LGBTQ senior living housing establishment in Massachusetts.
See, I never even envisioned such a thing, and I appreciate you putting that in my head, because now I have visions.
Representative Thomas Massie, who, you know, is a conservative, maybe more libertarian, but he is very outspoken. He said, Senate Democrat leadership is making a mockery of House Republican leadership. This is humiliating. What the hell are we subsidizing? Drag shows, late-term abortions, transgender grooming of adolescents, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it is ridiculous. And out of all of our representatives on the federal level, Katie Britt and Terry Sewell are the two that voted for this. And I can't help but to think about, she said recently in a speech in North Alabama that she feels like her job is to go to Washington. We send our tax money there. And her job is to bring it back to us.
She learned that from Richard Shelby.
Okay, sounds great. You know, let's get some of ours. Let's get what we're owed. But the flip side of that is, if every state is doing that, you're paying for binders and tucking garments for kids in Colorado. It's just...
Well, like, what kills me about it is, if this was fashion clothing for straight kids... I'm not voting for that. I'm not putting that in the federal budget. We are broke. Even freebies that I might approve of, I'm not putting those in the federal budget. We are broke. And here we are putting millions and millions and millions of dollars into the LGBTQ agenda, and we're broke. So So the people who are doing that, even if they are, you know, full-fledged rainbow warriors, they shouldn't be putting that in the federal budget. They should be raising it out of Hollywood or wherever.
Right.
There are plenty of very wealthy LGBTQers who can fund these things. If they want it funded, fund it themselves.
But here's my question for you. Say it's something good or neutral or whatever. Say you want to build a building in Gadsden.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want a new...
whatever. Yeah, new Social Security building or something.
Yeah, new Social Security building in Gadsden. The old one is, it's not bad, but it's, you know, time to replace it.
Right.
What is your philosophy then? Because to me, Washington needs a whole paradigm shift in their thinking. Katie Britt's thinking to me is what is wrong with Washington, whether it's a good project or a binding project. We have no money. We are $34 trillion in debt. We have nothing. And what we're doing is just leaving our kids to deal with this mess. That's when it's really going to all fall apart. Mm-hmm. So if your philosophy is, I got to go to Washington and do what I want, get what I want, you are part of the problem and you are destroying this country. But do you agree with that? Because we are sending money there.
We are sending money there, and it does take a group effort. The problem that Washington has is that they have no restraints. These things are like, you know, Christmas list. And they just, as a whole, they need to figure out, look, we've got to get our spending under control. And so far, you can't, because it's hard to beat someone. You're running for office and somebody says, hey, we need a new so-and-so building. And you're like, no, we're broke. We can't afford it. Well, the next candidate is like, oh, yes, I'm absolutely for that. I'll do whatever it takes to help get you that. And then they get the support.
Yeah, it is kind of a catch, because if everybody else is bringing home the bacon, why should you sit it out? But the
real deeper point is the vast majority of the people in the state of Alabama will never walk in that building. Just like Richard Shelby building all those buildings on the University of Alabama campus. Most of us don't ever get to use those buildings. And then it's questionable whether or not we needed all of those buildings.
Right.
How much of the buildings are actually used every hour of the day? That's a very good question. So it comes down to all of us who aren't getting those goodies. We're allowing that small percentage of people to get their goodies.
Right.
And there's a lot of money being made. And it's not really the building that matters a lot of times. It's who's going to get to build the building. This is about bringing money to supporters.
It's
not necessarily the building. You
maybe
get what I'm saying?
Kind of like the I-65 project that's being pushed.
Yes, maybe
people know
maybe
road builders.
A little bit of why the prisons cost $1 billion each. Why cities like Birmingham will go and say, oh, we're going to build this whole new super center thing. And people are like, well, I don't even know if anybody will use that. That's not the point. The argument's not about who uses it afterwards. It's about who gets to build it. That's where the cash is made. That's where the money's made.
You gave to my campaign. Yes. I will give back to you.
So on the other side, we'll read the two statements, one from Senator Tommy Tuberville, one from Senator Katie Britt. They put it out as a public statement, and then y'all can decide which one makes the most sense. Y'all may completely disagree with us, but we'll have it coming up. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor.
But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is your Black Health 365 moment. April is National Stress Awareness Month, a time to learn more about the negative impact of stress. There is no single definition for stress, but the most common explanation is physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. Long-term stress can have harmful impacts on physical and mental health. Talk to a professional so that you can familiarize yourself with ways to manage your stress. This has been your Black Health 365 moment, because a healthy lifestyle is a daily choice.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's see if I can get through these in this short break. Okay. And I'll read both the statements, and y'all decide who said what. Here's one. This 1,000-page, $1.2 trillion bill was delivered without adequate time to review and is packed with wasteful spending and budget gimmicks that try to hide the true cost. Our nation is nearly $35 trillion in debt. We've got to get a handle on our spending, and this bill is all talk and no action. This bill fails to take any meaningful steps to address the most pressing crisis our country is facing, the invasion of illegal immigrants and drugs at the southern border. Democrats also did everything in their power to stop us from debating important amendments. All 51 Democrats blocked my, you can still figure it out. All 51 Democrats blocked my amendment that would protect female athletes by keeping men out of women's sports. For these reasons, I voted no. The status quo is unsustainable, and this bill is more of the same. It paves the way for America's continued decline. That's one of our senators. The other senator said, I was glad to see Congress finally do our jobs today, and I'm grateful to send Alabamians' hard-earned taxpayer dollars back home. This strategic funding will make key investments in Alabama's defense capabilities and installations, rural health services, mental health research, child care, and our local communities. This legislation ensures our incredible men and women in uniform remain the best equipped, trained, and resourced in the world while combating the rising influence of the Chinese Communist Party. Given a divided Congress and a Democrat-controlled White House, this legislation is certainly far from perfect, but conservatives were able to secure major concessions while we made important incremental strides and delivered wins for the people of Alabama. As we finally begin the fiscal year of 2025 appropriations process, I will continue to fight to restore regular order and return fiscal sanity to our nation's capital. So the first one was said by.
Gee, this is tough, man. I don't know how to go.
I mean, so Tuberville had the first quote. Mm-hmm. Senator Katie Britt had the second, mm-hmm. and the stark contrast mm-hmm. could not be more apparent mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. their worldview, in their philosophy, mm-hmm. in how they mm-hmm. view their position in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Who were the conservatives that Katie Britt said were able to secure major concessions
right.
while we made important incremental strides and delivered wins for the people?
Yeah, we really put them over the barrel on that one, man. Who was surprised that Katie Britt voted with the establishment? Anybody?
That's who got her in office. Right. She has no choice.
Right.
I mean, these people have been hosting fundraisers for her since June of 20... whatever that was.
The golden child.
Yeah. She's Mitch's girl.
Yeah. What a low.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you read that list that she voted with, and that is no one. If I ever make it to be a U.S. senator, not on my list of things to do. Those are not the people I want to be associated with or hanging out
those
with.
Those aren't the people I would rely on to just, like, swing by and drop off some gas if I run out of gas in my truck.
I wouldn't trust them to water my plants, Scott. And that's a job I have to do, by the way. I'm doing that now. So.
I'm like, really? Really?
But maybe to her, those are conservatives. Huh. You know, maybe she views
they're
Mitch
the
McConnell.
Conservatives. Yeah, well, they're the conservatives and everybody else is the radicals.
Yes, we're the far right winger crazies.
The nut jobs.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe she's speaking, you know, her truth.
Well, at least the strategic funding will make key investments in Alabama's defense capabilities and installations.
I'm for that. Okay. And that's the thing. It goes back to a really good discussion that we need to have someday when we're bored.
You mean the military we have that's more worried about that climate change is the biggest threat to our
I guess I'm
existence.
Thinking of, like, when you boil it down, what is the role of the federal government?
Yes.
Right. Precisely.
But they have even damaged the essential roles of the federal government.
No, I agree. But philosophically, I can get yes. to supporting our military and our defense.
I got you.
I get that.
I'm for that.
I can even get to roads. But handing out binders to kids and tuck-friendly bathing
suits? How are you going
to
keep your loose-leaf papers
Thomas
together
Jefferson
if you don't have binders?
For comment. Imagine what he would say.